Anas Maghrebi and his band, Hobiz Daule, played for a packed theater in Colón.
When you're on stage, you start to think, where am I exactly? What is this land? What is this city? Why am I here?
This wasn't how Maghrebi had expected to be spending this New Year's Eve. Maghrebi started Hobiz Daule in Damascus in late 2012, when he was still optimistic about the Syrian uprising. Hobiz Daule literally means government bread, the type the state provides at a subsidized cost.
It used to mean to Syrian people a lot more than just food. It has this symbolic meaning. Stability, safety, independency. As long as this bread is available, then everything's okay. It's great. It's delicious. I miss the taste, actually. But it's not enough.
For a while, Maghrebi produced and uploaded politically charged music from his home in Damascus. But after a fellow musician was killed, he fled to neighboring Lebanon.
The Syrian uprising was going somewhere really dark. So at some point, there was no job for people like me. I'm not the one who would hold weapons.
He spent 2 years living in Beirut. The band had a few regular gigs, but Maghrebi's legal status was in jeopardy. Job prospects were scarce, and the music scene relatively small and poorly funded. It was starting to sink in.
I think there's no future for most of the Syrian youth and the Lebanese youth.
Maghrebi sold almost everything he owned, except his harmonica and an old melodica. He put them in a backpack with a few clothes and flew to Turkey to meet the other members of his band. They had left for Turkey months earlier. Eventually, Maghrebi and his bandmates made the risky journey across the Aegean Sea, arriving on the Greek island of Lesbos.
In Lesbos, the first moment, that was a surreal moment, a really remarkable one, that we landed on a hotel beach. Tourists were tanning on the beach under the sunshine, having a good time. And all of a sudden, this rubber boat with 16 young guys.
Refugees crawling out of boats is now a regular sight on Lesbos. But Hobiz Daule made a different sort of entrance.
We introduced ourselves as a band. We gave them our CDs from the bag.
From there, they followed the thousands of Syrians before them up through Macedonia, into Serbia, and on to Croatia.
In Croatia, we did our first concerts on the way.
Some activists suggested that they play in a refugee camp about 50 miles from the capital, Zagreb. Word spread about the concert, and the owner of one of the biggest venues in Zagreb asked them to play a show. The next night, Maghrebi and Hobiz Daule played a sold-out concert.
But what happened with these concerts, I started to think, what the word tour, when bands say that, what does it mean? Isn't this a tour?
They were invited to play two more shows in Austria.
We started to get a lot of requests for gigs in Germany and all around Europe.
When I catch up with them, they're in a music shop in central Berlin trying instruments.
Blacktop, Stratocaster, Amali, Vaden, Ru, Hadok, Bala.
They're living in a refugee shelter and say the bureaucracy and living off the small amounts provided by the German government is tough. But in Berlin and throughout their journey, they found a community of musicians and artists that welcomed and supported them.
Especially during the journey, they made me almost forget about all these stupid stuff that we invented. Passports, borders, fences.
But those borders are still a real barrier. Hobiz Daule just signed with a booking agent that will organize gigs for them across Europe. A real European tour. But they'll have to wait until June. Until then, they're not allowed to leave Germany. It's a condition of their asylum application, but they say that's fine.
Because the plan originally for all of us to just to reach to the final destination.
For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Berlin.
عبر عني وعنك في اكتوبر.